blood sacrifice.
Yeah.
Blood
God.
Sacrifice.
Gave him
the blood sacrifice.
I'm so glad I started recording when you started saying blood sacrifice. Over and over again.
Yeah. There's context for it. No,
not, recorded. Not recorded. Not for posterity.
Oh, man.
Hello, listeners, and thank you for tuning into the Roll One podcast. I'm your host and game master, Jake Lucas. If this is your first time, I recommend you go back and listen to the first episode. Roll One is a podcast where I play a Star Wars role-playing game with a group of New York City improvisers. Each episode builds upon each other, so it's best to begin at the beginning. For those of you who are returning, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Crew of the Iron Shrike has successfully managed to track down to Onderon the renowned smuggler, Adrias Bingo, who is in possession of top-secret information about the Imperial Weapons Program, Project Firestorm. But before she has learned to give them the information, she wants their help getting to her ship, which is now being watched by Imperial pursuers. Their first attempts to get help rescuing her ship have gone awry. Now, our heroes seek to hide out with a beggar until the coast is clear.
You're all taking to the skies, and these groupings are just flying out over... We'll say they're flying out over the jungle.
Cool. Oh, call Tumask.
Tumask. We'll get to Tumask in a second. Yeah.
Okay.
So the rest of you, what do you do?
I was immediately going to call Tumask and just be like, change in plans, meet us back at the ship.
So yeah, we cut to Tumask, your comm starts chiming.
Tumask answers.
You hear the roar of wind, and then Levi starts talking.
This one's worried about you all. Are you okay?
Yeah, no, we're doing great. Meet us back at the ship. Everything's going to hell.
Wait. Back. Wait, how are you getting to the ship?
Municipal transport? Big flying lizards.
Oh. How is. This one doesn't know how to get there.
Back, you don't know how to get back to the ship?
I don't think they'll let me out of the port. Weren't there guards? Like,
well, you can't get to the starport. You might be able to get your way out of the city walls, but the city's also probably on high alert right now, so there might be guards positioned at the doors to get out of the city walls.
Maybe go find Chan to see if he can sneak out.
This one's going to have to find another way. I'll try to meet you there.
Right, we'll wait for you.
Cut back to the rest of you flying with your groupings. I'm assuming there's a nice, like, beautiful piano cue going. It's almost like Jedi Steps is playing. It's very light. Very fun.
Who the rights to that, right?
Disney.
It's all Disney.
I don't know if you guys have caught on to this section, but Roll One is part of the MCU. So.
Yeah, we are in the Marvel. We're not in the Star Wars Cinematic Universe, but we are in the Marvel.
We're a group of people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe playing a Star Wars role playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, you guys are all, you're all flying on these Rupings, and there's other Rupings flying around you, all spooked. There's a giant flock you're flying with.
Bosch is excited. He is having a blast. He's like soaring on the thermals and like whooping it up and just like, you know, riding by with his spear like a Valkyrie.
I imagine there's a moment in which the one you're flying sort of tucks its wings in and dives and like spins and then flies back up, and you like manage to both hold on.
Just hear a monotone. No. Leva prefers to fly in a ship.
I know the exact feeling. I've had the exact feeling that Flint is having right now. He spends the first like several minutes of it clenching like his thighs way too tight on this bird, and like trying not to squeeze the hell out of Adrias, and he slowly, as he goes, relaxes and starts to enjoy the ride. This is how I felt the first time I rode on the back of a moped with somebody. I'm terrified of two-wheeled motor vehicles.
Roping. Star Wars is moped.
How's Adrias reacting to all of this?
Sorry. This is my first time flying on a bird-type creature.
You get used to it. I wish I could find a way to use this rooping to take me to the Fiona. I'm just very distracted right now. Yeah. But I'm not... I still can't totally see a way to get to her.
Yeah,
all right. So I'm having a hard time getting lost in the joy of flying.
Kind of broody.
Yeah. Are you saying that out loud, or that's just
that's
your
internal monologue?
Serta's on the back of Gartotha, and she looks down way below you, and you're far above the trees, and she just like buries her face in Gartotha's furry back.
Aww.
Ship it.
Who's like, will people are shipping Serta Gartotha or Serta Flint or?
Ooh, I don't know.
Ooh,
Tumblr, get on it.
Please send us your votes to roll1podcast@gmail.com. Let us know who would you prefer.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's gonna be a love triangle with Flint and Gartotha.
Yeah,
there's a healthy respect between them that maybe can blossom into something more.
You eventually, so you're flying. Do you just let them take you to wherever?
I mean, we should try and find their ship.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna try and we can GPS lock onto our. Onto the Iron Shrike, yeah. Right?
I mean, you kind of remember where it was.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and direct... I'm going to roll survival to try and direct the Rooping that I'm on in that direction.
Cool. Actually, do you want to make a group check?
Okay.
That's a good idea.
So you get... I think Gartotha has the highest skills with two.
Okay. And Serta has the highest cunning.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, Gartotha's on the one with the red stripes. That's the leader.
Totally.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, there we go.
Adrias is distracted.
And as we all know, Gartotha is the leader of this group. So it does make sense.
Yeah, the red one's just like while Bosch's bird is like doing all these twists and turns. The leader's just like calmly like flying above him, like better than that.
he's like an older bird, and he's like he's been there, you know. He remembers what it was like to be excited about flying.
Yeah.
Like. But Bosch's bird is like the young hotshot who likes to have fun.
Probably cleans
himself way too much.
Yeah. Doesn't really quite know who he is yet.
So who wants to roll the dice pool?
You can roll for Gartotha.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
This is Gartotha and Serta, so.
You can't lead the
lots of advantage.
Yeah. You can't lead it, but eventually it sets you down amongst a bunch of trees, and eventually you're let down all on the jungle floors. And the Rooping just sort of hang around a grotto drinking water. Yeah, there's like maybe a slight waterfall around there.
Whew. I tell you guys, I haven't had a flight like that in years. Dan, you flew really well today. I am into, remember the one that speaks
basic?
We have fun
here. The boat quickly gets off of this bird and finds like a rock to sit on.
Flint gingerly gets off of his bird and sets down on the ground. He's a sigh of relief and also of letting out the adrenaline of being flying over everything and all that.
I slide up behind you and do like a thank you. Bow.
Awesome.
You gotta thank your mount.
I follow Adrias' lead when I see her do that and just like bow toward the bird as well.
Levo just waves at one.
The Rooping you two are on bows its head and starts flapping and flies a little bit and lands on the water and sort of just starts like taking water in its mouth and spraying it over itself.
It's like gross people were on me.
Okay, clean all the people up.
How are we gonna get back to the ship now?
I think we know the general direction. Do we?
You could maybe. You'll have to roll a little survival check. Maybe you find some high ground and figure out where you are.
Hey, Gartotha, could you tell from your leadership position where the Where we parked in relation to where we are right now.
Gartatha puts his hands on his hips and lets out a mighty growl.
So he's got like that means, about yes, time. I am the leader.
Yeah, so he goes, yeah, he tries to find some high ground. Survival, right?
Yep.
Two.
It's going to be difficulty two. It's not too hard. It's going to be difficulty, yeah, difficulty two, because it is a thick jungle.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, nice.
So he sets off and he starts walking off into the jungle, leading everyone.
Cool.
And I assume everyone starts following.
Bye, you. I've got my rifle out in front of me, pack on.
So you all should have like a moment to like talk to each other, maybe just like, yeah, do you have anything like you want to role play while you're walking? Anyone want to talk about things?
Well, that was pretty impressive. Hey. I never want to do that again.
Thanks. I really do want to do that again.
I'll watch.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I don't plan on escaping any more firefights on the backs of Rupings.
That does make me feel slightly better, yes.
Okay.
If you keep being so trusting and such a bleeding heart and offering help to strangers, though.
Yeah. Man, we should have shot her, huh?
For once, I am totally in agreement.
Yeah.
Flint's giving interest.
I think we should have just avoided
look.
Her.
Like,
shot her
she's all right.
Mean she's face.
Right. Her mean, wicked face.
Serta just sort of shakes her head and she trails behind everyone as she's walking.
Idris, have you flown those creatures, but like creatures like that before?
I've never flown, but I've seen it done.
You had a knack for it. I'm glad you hopped up on that first one. I'm honest with you, I would not have thought to hop on the back of a large creature to escape. Oh, that was one for the record books.
I doubt they would have helped us if it weren't for the egg that had been destroyed.
Yeah, that's right. Alfonso, what was the check that you rolled to recover strain?
You can use cool or discipline.
Okay.
Yeah. You'll have to rest for a little while first.
Yeah, when you're resting.
I see. Okay.
So we do have like a general
lay
of the land.
Yeah. So you start heading off.
Yeah.
So even if we get back to the Shrike, it's not working very well. What are we gonna do?
Not very well, but it's working at least, and it's not inside a starport that's locked down.
Well, yeah, but we can't run an Imperial blockade with it.
No, we're not going to.
How's Tumas going to get out to that city?
How are we gonna get to the Fiona?
It's a lot of questions.
I mean, it's too much for just us to handle. It's clear.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't think it's too far of a stretch to suggest that maybe Saw's partisans' goals could be furthered by us blowing up the entrance to a starport.
Sure. I think, if anything, we should maybe contact Fulcrum when we get back to the Shrike. See if maybe they can put us in contact with Saw if he's here.
Yeah.
As I don't agree with some of that man's methods, I don't see a way out of it at this point. So, yeah.
Right.
Maybe unpredictable, but at least he's on our side for now.
Yeah. What? I just have opinions about him. I agree. That's crazy.
Yeah, approach him with caution, I think. Mm. Yes.
All right, so we cut back from you, and we cut back to Tumask. What is Tumask doing?
So I guess Tumas is going to go back to the homeless area.
Okay.
And maybe find Chand.
So you start walking back in that direction, and you see the area is... You see there's still stormtroopers combing the area.
Oh.
Yeah.
But isn't it like a big, long... Doesn't it go all the way around the city?
I mean, the wall does, but where the homeless people make the spot, it's just like sort of just a strip along.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if it was like...
Yeah, no, it's not like a tent city all the way around the wall.
Oh, okay.
But you start to make your way down the stairs, and you see there's stormtroopers down there, and you see that they've sort of rounded people up, and they're talking to people.
Okay. Tumask is going to slowly back away from that.
All right.
So he's going to back away to, like, some, shadowy corner, and then maybe listen in. Like on headphones or you know, the comms to the Imperial signal to see if there's any like chatter.
Well, you already had headphones in because you were listening to Jethro Tull.
Very true. No, I figured we were blasting it through some speakers there. So not necessarily
were.
Headphones.
We were.
Yeah. It saves on my data pad.
Nice.
I'm going to jam out later. So I listen to chatter, see if they know what I look like or like anything. any mentions of what they're looking for. Yep. Or if they found anyone, you know?
You're listening. We have confirmation that some of them have made it out of the city on some of the native fauna.
Sir? You sound terrible. Are you alright?
I was shot. Listen, I'm going to want whatever ships we have patrolling the jungle, trying to find them. Use thermal imaging if we can. Maybe we could track them down. There was one missing, however. There was reports that there was supposed to be a Trandoshan, likely, or some other reptilian species with him, but he wasn't seen. So keep your eyes out and all points bulletin on Trandoshan somewhere in the city.
Yes, sir. We'll mobilize the swoop squads.
Good. Very good. We will find them, and we will make sure that they are brought to justice.
You should really get a lozenge.
What?
Nothing.
Do you think there's something wrong with my voice?
No, I just... Whenever I get hurt, I yell a lot. I got a sore throat.
Trooper, turn off this channel right now and go do your duties before I lose my patience.
Yes, sir.
So Tumask tries to maybe, while like going back into the main market, maybe find some sort of helmet or disguise that he can put on, at least cover his face. I don't know what fits Transoceans. They have normalish faces now. Maybe like a wrap or something like that.
So you're going around, you're looking for like scarves or masks or anything like
that. Because I can't imagine there's many Transocean. How do you say it again?
Trandoshan. Perfect.
Oh, are there lots of...
You've been playing this character for like 8 months now.
Are there any other trans...
Sean's favorite bit.
Trandoshans around?
Likely not. You're like looking around. There's not too many of them.
Okay.
Make a perception check, though. It's going to be difficulty 2 purple and a red.
Perception. 2 purple and a red.
Wow. Yep. Cool. So you're going around, you're shopping for things. You don't notice it, and all of a sudden, someone grabs onto your shoulder from behind. You turn around and you see this...
Like, Tumas, like, turns around almost ready to... Like, his claws, like, kind of come out. Like, he's almost ready to strike.
You turn around, there is a massive creature with wrappings around him. He's easily 6 feet tall.
I'm gonna say, Mask is really tall.
Yeah. Like, sorry, I mean, this guy's like 8 feet tall.
Okay.
tall.
This guy's like,
he's easily
like 6 feet
tall. 8 feet
tall. 8 feet tall. He is 13
feet tall.
This guy is Yao Ming.
Well, Tumask is 6'9". He's pretty big.
Yeah. This one's bigger and he's wide too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just got it.
One of the big guys there. It's that big. One of those things.
Wow. Damn.
Oh, we saw one of those in Force Awakens? Sitting down in Maz?
No, that's Martin actually a different alien species. This is we haven't seen one of these on screen.
Hmm. Okay.
Great.
But yeah, similar size to that thing.
Does he act friendly or hostile?
There's 4 other people with him. He looks down at you and says, "Don't worry. We are friends."
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes.
These are the guys coming to our rescue.
Who's friends?
One of the people takes their mask off, and you see a burned face, and it's Rhys Moores.
Who you've never met.
Yeah, you haven't met. But Rhys Moores knows Tumask.
The voice. Just my voice.
Yeah. Just your normal voice. What do I normally sound like?
Guys, is this hard?
Yeah. It's harder than you think, actually, to do that.
What do I do with my hands?
Tumask, it's good to see you. We've been looking for you and your group for a while.
For like 20 whole minutes.
Yeah. And what's Tumask's reaction?
Tumask is hesitant. Like, he kind of sizes up the whole party.
Yeah. And then the little one, the Doug, she looks up at you. She goes,
"We are friends. We're with the partisans. Saw's rebels. This one knows the rebels. We know. And we know you know.
And now you know that we know that you know."
Yeah. So, like, that's how we know we're friends. Come on, let's just, like, we're trying to get you out of here and get you to safety. Do you want to come meet Saw? This one will go with you.
Great. Let's go.
Okay.
So we and we do a wipe.
We do a John wipe.
A John wipe.
John wipe.
I'm trying to get the Tumas voice.
We cut to the rest of you making your way to the Iron Shrike, and you walk out of the clearing, and the Iron Shrike is not there. I'm gonna flip a dark side point to a light side point. You see,
well,
the ship's gone. Yeah, the ship's gone.
Great. I'm gonna. I'd like to look around the site for. Okay.
Don't
so,
walk out there yet.
Okay. Oh yeah. Bosch holds.
So we're in the like tree line.
You think
right?
It's a trap, huh? Out.
And yeah, so I'd like to have everyone look very carefully around this clearing. I don't know if this is some sort of trap. We don't know who took the ship.
So perception check
keep
is
your eye out.
What's the difficulty?
You guys want to make a group perception check?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
All right.
I don't have a big perception.
Me either.
What's perception is based off
cunning.
Of cunning. Serta has 3 cutting, so okay.
There you go.
Serta alone actually has, I think, the highest.
Yeah.
And there's going to be difficulty 2.
Cool.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So just 2 advantages.
All right. So you don't notice anything outside of the fact that there's tracks. There's tracks that, like, you see foot tracks in the mud leading right to the ship or where the ship was.
How many?
Could easily be 3 sets. To get a better idea, you'll have to roll survival, and you'll also have to get closer.
Okay, I'll get a little closer.
All right. So who goes closer? Just you? Or?
Yeah, I'll go closer. Does anyone want
to
come
close up with
now?
A rifle to cover him? A sniper rifle.
Gartatha draws Gartatha, his blaster rifle and aims it.
I actually was hoping to use knowledge warfare to see if I can tell if these were soldiers walking in rank.
Roll it. Roll that.
2 green.
Cool.
What would be the difficulty for that?
Difficulty 2.
Okay. You know what? We have a bunch of these. Why the hell not?
Nice. Use a light side point.
Use a light side point to make it yellow.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. 2 successes. Yep.
You study the formation. It's a standard military formation. People walked in single file this way, seemingly taking moments to post up, and you follow the tracks to the tree line and see that they'd seemingly stopped in the tree line and studied it for a little while.
Hmm.
The tracks keep going deeper into the jungle.
I'll be following them.
Cool.
Where are you going, Levo? Where are you going?
Haunch, follow me.
All right. I follow Levo.
Yeah.
So we have a small montage of you all moving through the jungle, following these tracks, following Levo. Levo like a bloodhound on top of them. Just keep going.
This montage is set to the 3rd track off Jethro Tull's EP. What did you just say Levo was doing? He was
like a bloodhound?
Yeah, which is called Like a Bloodhound.
Yep.
They're like psychedelic folk kind of, right? Jethro Tull?
Yeah, with the
Jethro Tull?
Jethro Tull. It's psychedelic folk, FAULK.
Oh my god.
Right.
Okay. Well, you keep moving and you eventually make your way towards a large cave entrance. It's been a natural cave that's been bored open, really, like larger. And you see there's barricades and military equipment set up in front, and you see several guards standing put, and they wear makeshift armor.
Well, these are not Imperials.
Yeah, that was my hunch. I'm glad I was right.
Yeah, me too.
I like it when you're
right. It was kind of a 50-50 shot, I'll be honest. But, you know, worked out.
All right. How do we talk to these people? Feel like we can't just walk up, but I also feel like there's no other option.
I put my hands up and literally just like brush through the tree line slowly.
Levo walks forward, and all of a sudden a bunch of blaster rifles train on you. You there, stop! What are you doing?
I'm a friend of Saul's.
They look at each other. How can we trust you?
Oh, you can't. You shouldn't. It's probably a terrible idea.
And someone's voice comes from just inside the cave.
Hold up! Stand down! I know that droid.
The 2 guards lower their blaster rifles, and Reese Moores walks out from behind.
Oh, Reese.
Levo 3.
Good to see you. Still alive?
Yeah. Good to see you in sort of one piece.
Mostly working order, as usual.
And Bosh crashes out of the underbrush. Reese!
Bosh, good to see you.
Hey!
Flint puts his gun in his pack and walks out behind them. Hello? We'll give a wave.
Then just introduce him like this, Flint, and wave out Adrias.
Yeah, I'm still in the undergrowth, but I start coming out gingerly.
Adrias, good to see you as well, right?
Yeah, good man.
And, good to see you again.
Bring out the Wookiee. This is Gartatha and Serta Nuho.
Serta waves.
You may have heard of Serta.
Reese, like, nods. Yes, I've heard of all of you. In fact, your other crew members inside already.
Oh, that's pretty great news.
Good. I'm really worried he was going to get caught in something. Well, can we come inside? Could use some shelter. Our ship seems to be have been taken, so...
Yes, the Iron Shriek.
God damn it!
John!
I don't know if it's a bit!
I don't know anymore! I'm so lost, John. I just want to know what's real. I just want to know what's real, John.
I'm tired of this bit. It's 8 months
old.
It
keeps coming at a left fucking field, too.
Jake, put the gun down, man. It's not working.
No!
You can't make me.
Blood sacrifice. Blood.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, I have to keep the first blood sacrifice in.
Of course you have to keep the first blood sacrifice in. We always keep the first blood sacrifice in.
Yeah. It's actually the following blood sacrifices that we just threw away with.
Oh, man.
Shrike.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah, I'll ship. You have it?
Yeah, it's in the...
For editing sake.
Sure.
Take a breather.
Let's just, yeah, shake it out. It's hilarious. It's
Shrike.
Yeah, that's not what I've been saying this
you
whole
said
time.
This time,
you said shriek.
Said right before.
You said shriek the first time.
Shrike.
Shriek this time.
Yeah.
Yes,
Shrike. Okay, I can do it. Okay.
I don't know if I can now.
Yes, we found your ship, the Iron Shrike.
Yep, that's the one.
Yes. It was in rough shape. Almost as bad as you, Levo.
Almost.
But we have some of our best men working on it right now.
Alright. I'd like to see it, if that's okay.
No problem. Come inside. Let me show you all around.
So Reese leads you into, the base that they have. And you see it's a large, wide cavern that they've hollowed out even more inside. And you see alcoves cut into the side that have been turned into hangars. And you see occasionally, like, some X-wings there. One or two Y-wings there. Some U-wings as well. One or two transports. And in one of the hangars, you also see the Iron Shrike. Now, the place is a bustle of activity.
Is there a way for Flint to, like, look around and see how, and, like, kind of gauge how people are viewing us? He's not really, you know, he doesn't know these folks, and he's a little nervous and suspicious of them.
Sure. The folk here, they're giving you some casual glances, more just like a wary sort of, like, outsiders? Okay. Yeah. But they seem to be escorted in, so
Do we get the impression that these are mostly... off-worlders, or are these natives of Onderon that have been assembled into a group of partisans?
There's some natives, but there's also plenty of aliens from off-world. They're all also a very hard-looking bunch. They're very sort of intense. A lot of them are carrying weapons, wearing armor themselves. A lot of them are sporting injuries and cybernetics. They have blasters on hand at the ready. You walk past a Doug, who's in the middle of sharpening a knife. You walk past a big alien, about 8 feet tall, who is in the middle of just, like, he's sitting down next to the Doug, and he has, like, a small can of seemingly, basically a can of beans and like a small little spoon. They're just like eating them, but he's like way too big for them.
We gotta get him a bigger can of beans.
Or just eat the can. I feel like he could do that. Just how?
So they're all looking at you. They're occasionally giving you a big glance, but no one seems hostile towards you. Okay. Yeah, this is a very like military feel going on.
Yeah. Well, I'll have that activity.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, just I'll see you look a little nervous. Like, they're hard people, but they're good people.
All right, if you say so.
I mean, they saved my butt once before.
Yes, well, I've been saved by people that later, you know, took a hard turn before, so I'll reserve my judgment, thank you.
Where are we heading?
So you continue on. So Reese leads you to the Iron Shrike.
Oh, I go up and I hug it. Just around one of the like landing struts.
Can there be people like working on it right now?
Yeah, we'll say there's a droid and there's a mechanic or two trying to repair it.
And can Tumask be with them, kind of a thing?
Yeah, Tumask is leading the repair effort.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Tumask!
Levo! You made it!
Yep, me and everyone else, and gesture back at everyone.
Yeah. Gartotha nods. Serta also sort of like gives you like a slight wave.
Flint gives a big toothy smile and comes up and like pats you on the shoulder. Good to see you, man!
Glad you made it out of there. Nice jams, by the way. What are we listening to?
This one found a store. There was a man there. Jethro Tull is the name of the band.
I love it. It's the best music that I've ever heard.
Yes. Okay.
It certainly is sound. A bunch of sound.
Yeah, yeah.
Gartotha walks up to it, like to the speakers, and he just turns it off. He just walks back to the rest of the group.
And I whisper to Tumask, he doesn't like flutes.
Well, at least the ship's safe. That's good. Still need to get out of here.
Yes.
Oh.
Well, you shouldn't have any Imperial trouble out here. We have some quarters that you guys can, you know, rest up before you head off.
All right.
I believe we made a promise to our friend here, didn't we?
Yeah, right. We did.
Help me get the Fiona back.
I want to help you get the Fiona back.
Mm-hmm. So, I aim to make good on that promise if we can. Oh, that's right. Also, it was part of a deal that we made. If I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah.
Just pause real quick. We made a deal with you that we'd help you get your ship back if you gave us the info you have, right?
Was that what happened?
The first ship.
That's important.
The first ship.
Didn't Bosch also want to find out what was her relationship with Project Firestorm?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's important. That's important. Yeah. All right, so let me come back to that real quick.
Her level of collusion.
Yeah, we made a deal to about Adriest, and I plan to make good on that deal as well. So
I should hope so.
Before we think about moving on, we got to think about moving in.
No, it's true. Part of me kind of wants to call our new friends that we're supposed to meet, especially if they're looking for a place that's stable. Is this that kind of place? Talking to Reese.
You're talking about the...
this is base. Like, are you settled here?
What other people are you talking about? I forgot their name. The
Caredians.
The Caredians.
Yes. Oh. I mentioned the Caredians, and I just called them our new friends, and like possible allies, and not give details.
I'll have to talk to Saul, but we could always use more fighters.
I would think so. And they definitely have reason enough to be part of this fight.
Who are you talking about? Who are these people, these friends of yours?
This race, the Caredians.
The what? Curiosity, have you talked to Fulcrum since you recruited the Caredians?
I don't know if we did. I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot if we had or not. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we had, though.
I mean,
we should have.
We can say we can probably say we sent back like a status report, maybe?
Yeah, I think we should do that now, if anything.
Yeah, do you want to say you want to contact Fulcrum?
Yeah. Well, you talk to Saul and we'll talk to our contact. Maybe they'll meet in the middle. To Reese.
Sure, sure. Talk to your contact.
Yeah, we head into the Shrike and contact Fulcrum.
Hey, what is the relationship between Fulcrum and these folk? Do they work together? Are they working separately?
I'm assuming they are together at some point.
I don't...
Do you ask Reese that? He's standing right there.
I thought we were inside.
Oh, yeah, you walk inside. Does Reese follow?
Yeah, Reese, like just kind of hangs back a little bit and just kind of follows them inside.
Or does he hang back or does he follow, John?
he like, does a half-hang follow.
He holds you close at a distance.
He hangs back, but he follows through.
So he's inside.
Yes, he's inside.
Cool. So you get inside and you see that there was like a light blinking on the Jarek board. You get back on the ship. Indicates that Fulcrum had likely left a message.
Oh. Hey, before you turn that on, Reese, I don't know your relationship, and this is a bit of a... oh my god, I can't think of the right word. Covert.
Yeah.
You're confidential.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a bit, you know, this is a confidential contact that I don't want to... It's not my responsibility to add to the people that know about this, so if you wouldn't mind clearing the room for a moment, we can report.
Sure, sure. I'll just give me a call if you guys need anything.
No hard feelings. It's it's just not my place.
Understood. We'll be here if you guys need anything.
Thank you.
So Reese walks away.
Reese walks away. He like makes his way down the stairs, and then by the time he gets to the bottom of the stairs, he walks away. Like once he thinks he's out of eyesight of you, he hurries really quickly.
All right. So click it. View the message.
View the message.
I understand you've been able to come in contact with the Venferanda. Have you been able to get the intel?
That's message number one.
Great.
Yeah. Message number two.
I have received word that you've arrived on Onderon.
Fucking call me back, maybe?
Where are you?
Is your mother and I are very worried.
Please report back as quickly as possible. The city is under intense imperial control.
Now they tell us, message. Am I right?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the other message.
Okay, there's no other messages.
No other messages.
I will calm Fulcrum.
Cool. Rings. And it rings. And it rings. And all of a sudden it answers.
Are you serious? I love it. Oh my god, that's amazing.
Wait, Fulcrum, is this a...
Are you fucking kidding me?
Is this a bad
time? No, why would it be a bad time?
No, I just, did we... We didn't wake you up, did we?
No, I was awake.
Okay. You sound out of breath. Were you working out?
I came as quickly as I could. the chime coming.
All children.
What do you have to report?
A lot.
I don't know if this conversation is being overheard. So I'm
overheard.
I'll just say it. We're with Saul's people.
Very well. They are. We have an agent with Saul's people. They are part of the movement. So it's you can trust them.
See, told you.
All right. Good. That eases my mind.
Questionable methods. Very good people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Just nods. Agreed.
All right. All right.
I believe there's the one with them with the ability to fulfill my end of the promise to you, Levo 3, about changing your programming.
Yeah?
Here, yes. With Saul Guerrero's people. You remember that Reese was the one who...
Oh, right. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So if you wanted to follow through with that, now would be the time.
Flint gives him a significant look, like, wow.
And Bosch just sort of gives him, like, puppy eyes.
Like, looks away. Doesn't say anything. Maybe later.
What about the information you received from the agent in question?
We have yet to receive the information. We have the agent in question here on the phone with us. On the comm with us.
She's listening in?
Yes.
And you just trust her to listen in?
Oh,
well, she has the information.
I'm just pointing out the fact that you were worried about other people listening in who might not necessarily be secure, and you have her listening in. It's not the best security practice.
This one thinks Adrias has been with us for a while, and she's a trustworthy source.
Thank you.
We don't know about this, Reese.
No offense.
I happen to enjoy her style, and she's battle-tested, so I made a judgment call.
Very well.
I just got to this base. I don't know anyone here.
You'll have to live with the consequences if there are any.
As always.
Well, then, there are... I mean, look, like, if there's something that you... I guess maybe then there are just certain things we won't talk about right now. And maybe we'll call you again later.
All right.
In any case, we don't have full information yet. We've made a deal to help out the agent in question. And then we will. She will deliver the information for us. Her ship is on lockdown, and we need to help her get it back.
She won't give you the information unless she has her ship?
No. I have the information, but I'm not going to give it to them for free. I need my ship back. I'm sure you can understand that.
Countless lives depend upon this information.
And my life depends on me governing myself the way I please.
Very well. Is there anything else to report?
Yes, you may be hearing from a band of Caridian guerrillas who were working to free their planet from Imperial control. They're interesting people, and they're very nice. And
they have a very high stake in wanting the Empire disassembled.
Yeah, pretty good at shooting stuff, too.
All right, do you have the contact information?
Yes.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
So you forward to send it.
Mm-hmm. Give her Yiv Holdren's number.
All right.
Or him. Number.
His digits.
Yeah.
I'll let you reach out to them, considering they're your contact, but in the future we'll be happy to have them join the calls.
They will be happy to hear that.
Anything else to report?
Do we?
Oh. I guess we noticed the... What is it, the agency he works for? The agent? It's the...
Imperial Security Bureau?
Okay, yeah, the ISB.
IBS.
Thanks. That's what I didn't want to do. Yeah.
I wrote it down.
I did notice that we were being tailed by an ISB.
Whatever information we have on them and their internal comms, we'll see how high up you are on the radar, but considering your actions, I would imagine it's quite high, considering you have an Imperial Inquisitor also after you.
Yes, we did happen to down that agent as well, so...
Good. Hopefully he's no longer a threat.
Well, that or he's really upset, so...
Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, upset people tend to make mistakes.
Mm. No, I've been making 50-50 bets all day today and it seems to be going okay. I'll take that one.
If that's all, this meeting will be concluded.
Thank you.
That is all.
And the floating blue symbol fizzles out.
Oh, no, may the blah blah be whatever. Fine.
That's better that way. I need a fight food. I go into the fridge and see what's in there.
Yeah, your food is in the fridge.
Yeah, starting munching on something.
I gotta find a place to be cleaned.
Cool.
Like oiled.
We spent a lot of time in the sewers.
Yeah.
So I grab the food and I immediately go to the shower.
Roll vigilance to see if you got there before.
Yeah, that's right.
Not to trample on your game mastering heels.
Which one?
Three advantages?
A success and two advantages.
You got it.
Yep, you got the shower first, bud.
And I think the advantages are Flint gets there first, but Bosch has all the towels.
but that's,
like Flint cares.
Exactly! Yes!
And then
the other one, no!
And then the other one is Flint doesn't use all the hot water.
That's another advantage. I like it.
And the third one is,
is that we star wipe out.
So you two go line up to take a shower. What do Adrias, Tumask, and Levo do?
Oil bath.
So you go try to walk around, ask around about an oil bath?
Yeah.
Tumask and Adrias?
Tumask, since we're done with the phone call, kind of goes back to the repairs. Leading the repairs with the mechanics for... I mean, it's nighttime, but maybe they can get like another hour or two in.
Someone tell Reese that he can come back in if he wants to.
He was already gone. Like no one else in the ship.
And then Adrias, what does Adrias
do? I sit down and put my feet up, start going through my bag, but I'm also waiting for the showers.
Serta sits down sort of near you, and she's like, you waiting for the showers too?
Of course.
All right, I'm next then.
Flint takes a quick shower. He takes the gets clean and gets.
We only have one shower on this whole ship.
Well, it's not a huge ship.
Yeah.
You know,
Gartotha goes wandering around.
There's no towels. Well, you're naked to my bunk.
dripping, rippling muscles.
On. Yes.
So we'll focus on Levo for a second. So Levo's down, you know, you're walking around asking around about an oil bath.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is anywhere I can get cleaned up? Just say to a bunch of people in general.
You look at an alien who looks at you and responds in a language you don't understand.
And then I pull out from my pocket the friggin' protocol disc, like...
Oh, yeah. And as you say that, Reese Morris comes walking back into view.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
So,
what's wrong?
Look, I know part of the deal was for me to be on, have that subroutine taken out, and not have to...
Would Reese know about this deal?
I don't know. I would assume he would if he was the one who programmed me.
He programmed you, but you have the same fulcrum.
He was, no, the deal was...
The deal was with Saw.
With Saw, originally.
Yeah, well, so, Saw was there to program you to fix him, so he would know, he's the one who reprogrammed you. But you're talking about a deal. I'm assuming it's the deal you had with Fulcrum to get that programming removed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Oh,
so
yeah,
he wouldn't necessarily know about the...
Okay, yeah. Well, there was a deal made with Fulcrum, the other contact.
What kind of deal?
If I got Bosch out of that prison and keep him safe for a while and bring him back around here, then I wouldn't have to be attached to him.
Is that something you want?
Yeah. No.
Question is, are you programmed to want it?
I know, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, there's... Playing a droid is complicated and weird.
Cool.
In an interesting way. Maybe another time. For now, do me a favor and just... I hold up the disc. Just cram this in my damn memory. And if anyone asks, you did do it.
I removed the programming.
Yeah.
Okay. He, Reese grabs the disc... Puts it into...
I mean,
well, I'm just going to take some time to, like...
Oh, got it.
So, you and Reese can head on off to get that done, and I think it's a, sort of a good spot to end. Everyone's sort of resting and recuperating, taking showers, and program. We'll
recovering
pick up.
Strain. Oh, I should roll to recover some strain in the shower.
Oh, no.
Did you want to have... This would definitely be a...
Now, I don't think this is discipline, but is it cool?
It's cool. It's a cool check.
It's
strange light?
So how do you...
I don't know. Do you think Bosch would be ranged heavy?
So you got one then.
Should Levo and Reese, do they have time for a combo? Probably not.
Or I mean, I have to be turned off, kind of, for you.
You want to have a conversation with Reese?
I mean,
I'm saying if there's time for one, for Reese and...
Yeah, we want to, we still have some time to record it. Do you want to have a conversation with him? So you head off to one of Reese's workstations. You see a lot of, like, tech gear all set up all around there. Lots of parts and stuff. You see some bomb-making stuff, some communication stuff. He just, like, has a workshop all set up.
So what was this deal that you had?
Well, you know how Saw programmed me to keep Bosch safe? Fulcrum said if I got Bosch back to you guys, then I could have that taken out and go do as I please again. Planned on going back to what I was doing, hanging out in the Outer Rim and doing occasional mercenary work. I don't know.
Reese narrows his eyes and stares at him.
Okay, let's just shut you down. And he just shuts down Levo.
Alright, I thought you wanted the conversation.
Yeah. Nah.
Thanks, you're done.
That's like 820.
Nah, Levo's not interesting enough.
Levo, before you shut down, make a...
Yeah.
Make a technology check if you have knowledge technology. I think that's a skill, right?
No.
What is...
It would be either computers or mechanics, depending. Well, no, mechanics, let me say computers. Yeah, they're both general skills, they're not knowledge skills. They don't have anything about tech for knowledge, oddly enough. I would assume it would default
to... Make a mechanics check, then.
Yeah, it would default to mechanics or computers, I guess. Mechanics, though?
Yeah.
Yellow. Difficulty?
It's going to be difficulty 3. Just an off chance you get this, we'll see.
Yeah.
Cool. With a lot of disadvantages?
Yeah, 3 disadvantages.
So you realize something just as he's about to shut you down. And it's going to be something I'm going to whisper to you after the session.
Yeah, don't even tell me.
Yep.
Or don't even say it on here.
Yeah, because it's going to be a secret that only you know.
Yee!
Yep. All right.
Aww.
That's the That's the end of the session for today.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
That alleyway fight was pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Roll One. If you enjoyed listening, please rate us on iTunes and, most importantly, tell your friends about us. Also, follow us on Facebook or on Twitter at Roll One Podcast. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, shoot us an email at rolleonepodcast@gmail.com. Levo 3 is played by Tom Wilson, who can be found on Instagram with the name IMTDubs. He also does art for commission, so if you want that, check him out. Bosch Trebia is played by Evan Boshi, who can be found on Twitter at BoshToons. Flint Cross is played by Alfonso Giansanti II, who can be found on Instagram with the name Fonzalicious. Tomask is played by John Barcelo, who can be found on Instagram with the name John Barcelo. Adrius Bingo is played by Carolyn Cox, who can be found on Twitter at Cox_Caro. Roll One is produced and game mastered by Jake Lucas, who can be found on Twitter at Jake A. Lucas or on stage with the sketch team Candy Ass at the People's Improv Theater. The Star Wars, Edge of the Empire, Age of Rebellion, and Force and Destiny role-playing games belong to Lucas Books and Fantasy Flight Games. All music is by Nerd Salad, who can be found on Facebook or on Twitter at Nerd Salad. Stay tuned for the next thrilling episode of Roll One. Until then, may the Force be with you.